The Utah State School Board has voted to extend a waiver that allows the state to forego key parts of the federal No Child Left Behind law. This comes as critics slam the waiver for tying Utah to a set of college and career-ready education standards known as the Common Core. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
State school board members are calling their decision a compromise, guarding the state against onerous requirements under No Child Left Behind, while promising to make a firm statement to the federal government that Utah has control of its academic standards, testing, and accountability. Alisa Ellis from Heber, Utah, has three kids in the public school system. She's a vocal critic of the Common Core and the NCLB waiver, but she's feeling somewhat at ease about the board's decision.
At least they're making a statement and taking a stand, and it's a step in the right direction, so I do appreciate that.
Ellis says she would have rather the state not accepted the waiver and instead push back on NCLB.
It is an unconstitutional mandate that they have given us under No Child Left Behind. And Congress does not have pressure to act to reauthorize this bad law because they are issuing waivers to the states, which makes Congress not feel responsible.
If the state had forgone the waiver and gone back to NCLB, most of Utah schools would have failed to meet the law's standards, and Utah would have also had to shift $26 million in education funding. State school board member Deborah Roberts was chair of the board when it adopted the Common Core state standards and accepted the first waiver from NCLB back in 2010. She says relations on the board have been rocky as members found themselves split on the issue.
There was a group on the board who felt like they needed to make a political statement that we don't want the federal government involved in what's happening. And the other side of the issue, it's not that they disagreed with that, but they weren't willing to sacrifice and go back to a failed federal law of NCLB in order to make that statement.
Dozens of people crowded into the State Office of Education Friday for the standing room only meeting. The vote came after about an hour-long public comment period. Whitney Evans, KUER News.